Here, care is where you need it. With over 350 primary care providers in Central Ohio, expert care is minutes away. See how we care for all of you at MountCarmelForYou.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Psychological archetypes of Jupiter nakshatras. Let us explore how the three Jupiter-ruled nakshatras, Punarvasu, Vishakha, and Purva Bhadrapada, give rise to distinct psychological archetypes by blending Jupiter's qualities of expansion, wisdom, faith, and moral clarity with the elemental nature and psychological tone of their respective signs, Gemini Cancer, Libra Scorpio, and Aquarius Pisces. Punarvasu in Gemini and Cancer. Punarvasu merges Gemini's mental agility and Cancer's nurturing depth with Jupiter's spiritual optimism and regenerative grace. This nakshatra is psychologically attuned to renewal. The archetypes formed here are hopeful, forgiving, and often called to teach or restore what has been broken. When Jupiter or Moon is placed here, the visionary or the guardian emerges, individuals who nurture and uplift with clarity, compassion, and moral sincerity. With Mercury or Venus, the creator or the diplomat may appear, expressive and relational beings who bring people together through gentle truth and second chances. Punarvasu archetypes are hopeful and principled. Their psychology is marked by resilience, a belief in goodness, and the capacity to offer renewal in both mind and heart. Vishakha in Libra and Scorpio. Vishakha fuses Libra's diplomacy and Scorpio's intensity with Jupiter's hunger for achievement, righteousness, and lasting transformation. This nakshatra is psychologically ambitious and morally driven, striving toward purpose with intensity and focused will. When Jupiter or Sun is here, the architect or the visionary is activated, archetypes who build or lead with penetrating clarity and a deep sense of duty. With Mars or Moon, the reformer or the catalyst may emerge. Intense, emotionally charged agents of change who seek both personal victory and societal improvement. Vishakha archetypes are driven by contrast, torn between light and shadow, power and principle. Their psychology is defined by goal focus, loyalty to causes, and the need to grow through complex moral challenges. Purva Bhadrapada in Aquarius and Pisces. Purva Bhadrapada combines Aquarius' abstract intellect and Pisces' spiritual surrender with Jupiter's philosophical depth and moral gravity. This nakshatra is psychologically intense, visionary, and often dualistic. Archetypes here walk between materialism and mysticism, driven to transcend. When Jupiter or Ketu is placed here, the visionary or the arbitrator arises, spiritual guides or karmic witnesses who speak from a place of deep existential awareness. With Mars or Rahu, the maverick or the reformer may appear, figures who challenge norms with fiery belief, walking edge-bound paths of destruction and rebirth. Purva Bhadrapada archetypes are wired for transformation through intensity. Their psychology is soaked in paradox, longing, and the flame of truth that burns away illusion. Jupiter nakshatras give rise to archetypes that teach, transform, and transcend. Punarvasu renews, Vishakha sharpens, and Purva Bhadrapada dissolves, all in service to higher wisdom, karmic growth, and expansive moral understanding. These archetypes are marked by conviction, guidance, and spiritual momentum, grounded in the principle that truth is the ultimate journey. Psychological archetypes within Punarvasu Nakshatra. Let us examine how different planets or points within Punarvasu Nakshatra could give rise to one or more of the 14 psychological archetypes. The Sun in Punarvasu shines through resilience, reinvention, and inner alignment. Identity is formed through repeated renewal, rising stronger after every fall. This placement supports the visionary, who draws power from cycles of rebirth and teaches others how to begin again, and the strategist, who uses setbacks as reference points to plan a better future. There's a radiant optimism and ability to see light even in fragmented beginnings. Moon here expresses nurturing, calm, and emotional recovery. Emotions tend to oscillate between sorrow and hope, creating depth and wisdom. This gives rise to the guardian, who offers stability and emotional shelter after chaos, or the diplomat, who intuitively understands how to bring peace through kindness and second chances. Their emotional language is soft but steady, built on faith and renewal. Mars in Punarvasu. Mars in Punarvasu channels energy into purposeful recovery and motivated healing. The drive is to protect, fix, and begin again with integrity. This produces the reformer, who actively reshapes broken systems or ideas, and the catalyst, who uses strength not just to start, but to restore. Their action is not impulsive. It's guided by an inner mission of rejuvenation. Mercury in Punarvas. Mercury here becomes philosophical, gentle, and hope-oriented. Speech and thought are thoughtful, expansive, and geared toward teaching or explaining meaningful truths. This produces the innovator, who creatively rethinks old ideas into new understandings, and the creator, whose words carry healing and insight. Communication is generous, often a bridge between disconnection and renewal. Jupiter in Punarvasu. Jupiter is at home here, dignified in Cancer, and resonating fully with Punarvasu's expansive, spiritually attuned nature. This naturally aligns with the visionary, who embodies wisdom born of trial and faith, and the architect, who builds sustainable beliefs, teachings, or communities that offer renewal and opportunity. Their optimism is rooted in real experience, not fantasy. Venus in Punarvas. Venus expresses love through forgiveness, generosity, and reconnection. Beauty is found in imperfection and emotional endurance. This placement supports the creator, whose art or love expresses a sense of healing, and the diplomat, who mends relationships through charm and emotional intelligence. They are romantics at heart, believing deeply in reconciliation and redemption. Saturn in Punarvasu. Saturn here rebuilds through discipline and steady optimism. After loss or disintegration, these individuals commit to reconstruction with quiet faith. This gives rise to the administrator, who manages slow and steady recovery, and the strategist, who learns through hardship and guides others with measured wisdom. Their outlook is realistic, but never defeated. Rahu in Punarvasu. Rahu intensifies the hunger for restoration and success after loss, often resulting in a visionary restlessness. This produces the maverick, who reinvents themselves repeatedly, chasing the idea of a perfect renewal, or the catalyst, who sparks transformation in others through their own story of comeback. Their path is untraditional, but always rooted in a thirst for meaning. Ketu in Punarvasu. Ketu in Punarvasu brings a sense of spiritual detachment from the cycles of destruction and rebirth. These individuals carry deep inner peace and insight from past emotional experiences. This placement reflects the visionary, who moves with quiet faith and inner certainty, and the arbitrator, who mediates from a place of intuitive understanding and karmic closure. There's little desire to fight, only to illuminate what endures beyond change. Psychological archetypes within Vishakha Nakshatra. Let us examine how different planets or points within Vishakha Nakshatra could give rise to one or more of the 14 psychological archetypes, ensuring each is represented distinctly across the system. Sun in Vishakha. The Sun in Vishakha expresses identity through ambition, dual focus, and an unshakable desire to succeed. These individuals carry inner tension between spiritual ideals and material achievement, driving them to master both. This produces the strategist, who leads through long-range vision and tactical clarity, and the visionary, who merges worldly success with higher purpose and inspires others through the strength of their inner compass. Moon in Vishakha. Moon in Vishakha brings emotionally driven ambition and a constant yearning for meaningful connection and achievement. Emotions fluctuate but are energized by goals. This supports the reformer, who channels emotional complexity into social or structural improvement, and the guardian, who offers loyal, intense emotional support, often in high stakes or transformational situations. Mars in Vishakha. Mars here is intensely competitive and driven, often propelled by the desire to prove or overcome. Its dual rulership, Indra and Agni, produces ambition with a spiritual undertone. This gives rise to the catalyst, who energizes movement and change through focused intensity, and the executor, who pushes through challenges with stamina, clarity, and a need to win or complete. Mercury in Vishakha. Mercury in this nakshatra is persuasive, sharp, and strategically articulate. There's a gift for saying what moves people, intellectually and emotionally. This forms the arbitrator, who balances logic and emotional resonance in complex conversations, and the innovator, who adapts ideas and strategies to reach desired outcomes through communication finesse and versatility. Jupiter in Vishaka. Jupiter in Vishaka expands the pursuit of truth, justice, and achievement. Wisdom is shaped by navigating opposing values or life paths. This supports the visionary, who carries expansive ideals into ambitious action, and the architect, who creates belief systems or social structures that allow seemingly contradictory goals, material growth, and moral integrity to coexist. Venus in Vishaka. Venus expresses as intense, goal-driven passion, often seeking connection through transformative relationships. Love here is not light. It is purposeful, charismatic, and demanding. This gives rise to the creator, who channels desire and devotion into dramatic aesthetic or relational expression. And the diplomat, who uses emotional allure and strategic charm to influence and connect across divides. Saturn in Vishaka. Saturn brings structure to Vishaka's ambition, stabilizing the intense will to succeed. There's a slow but determined path to mastery, often with endurance through moral or social pressure. This produces the administrator, who sustains order and vision in complex settings, and the strategist, who methodically achieves goals over time while holding long-term responsibility with focus and patience. Rahu in Vishaka. Rahu here is highly ambitious and often obsessed with power, recognition, or personal triumph. This placement creates the maverick, who challenges authority and pursues greatness through unconventional or dramatic means. And the catalyst, who accelerates success for themselves and others through edgy influence, manipulation of dualities, or disruptive charisma. Ketu in Vishaka. Ketu in Vishaka fosters internal detachment from status and power while carrying innate wisdom about dualities, material versus spiritual, desire versus surrender. This supports the arbitrator, who cuts through illusion and emotional noise with calm neutrality, and the visionary, who guides others toward integration of inner conflict and karmic resolution with clarity and depth. Psychological archetypes within Purva-Bhadrapada Nakshatra. Let us examine how different planets or points within Purva-Bhadrapada Nakshatra could give rise to one or more of the 14 psychological archetypes, ensuring each is represented distinctly across the system. Sun in Purva-Bhadrapada. The sun in this nakshatra expresses identity through intensity, duality, and a deep yearning for meaning. These individuals often live between two worlds, spiritual and material, light and shadow. This gives rise to the visionary, who leads with insight into life's extremes, and the reformer, who exposes hidden truths and commits to deep moral transformation as a means of self-realization. Moon in this placement carries emotional intensity, depth, and mystical leanings. Emotions run deep and often operate below the surface, shaped by a sense of existential or karmic awareness. This supports the guardian, who protects others' emotional vulnerabilities through empathy and psychological insight, and the creator, who transforms their inner landscape into poetic, philosophical, or symbolic expression. Mars in Purva-Bhadrapada. Mars here becomes intense, emotionally driven, and occasionally volatile. Action arises from a desire to transcend limitation or destroy falsity. This supports the executor, who takes purposeful, sometimes extreme action with clarity and conviction, and the catalyst, who provokes transformation through fierce commitment to ideals or vision, even at personal cost. Mercury in Purva-Bhadrapada. Mercury becomes philosophical, psychologically complex, and mentally intense in this nakshatra. Communication tends to explore dualities, paradoxes, and metaphysical insights. This supports the arbitrator, who uses deep intellectual and ethical discernment to mediate complex situations, and the innovator, who reinvents systems of thought, language, or teaching through mystical or dualistic insight. Jupiter in Purva-Bhadrapada. Jupiter here expresses spiritual fervor, philosophical depth, and a desire to guide others through life's trials. Its wisdom often emerges through hardship, sacrifice, and ethical struggle. This gives rise to the architect, who builds spiritual or moral frameworks from experience and suffering, and the visionary, who uplifts others through teachings of transcendence, perseverance, and inner fire. Venus in Purva-Bhadrapada. Venus in this nakshatra blends devotion, sensuality, and emotional intensity with a mystical aesthetic. Love can be transformative, karmic, or sacrificial. This supports the creator, who expresses beauty, longing, or devotion through symbolic or ritualistic art, and the diplomat, who carries depth, empathy, and spiritual poise into relationships, often navigating emotional extremes with grace. Saturn in Purva Bhadrapada. Saturn brings structure and endurance to this nakshatra's intensity. These individuals often carry heavy emotional or spiritual responsibilities and are tasked with sustaining order through inner conflict. This produces the strategist, who plans and perseveres through duality and delay, and the administrator, who upholds spiritual or moral integrity in difficult or unstable conditions. Rahu in Purva Bhadrapada. Rahu intensifies the desire for transcendence, impact, or mystical power. These individuals often explore taboo realms or hidden dimensions of the psyche. This produces the maverick, who breaks conventional spiritual molds and walks a paradoxical path of intensity, and the catalyst, who forces transformation in others through raw emotional exposure or visionary provocation. Ketu in Purva Bhadrapada. Ketu here expresses profound spiritual detachment, inner intensity, and karmic knowledge of suffering and transcendence. These individuals are often mysterious, wise, and private. This supports the arbitrator, who mediates from a place of deep karmic neutrality, and the visionary, whose insight and quiet radiance are rooted in past life mastery and a profound understanding of life's deepest polarities.